The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
At 9:34, it is that time of the day where we have to introduce a little cha-cha-cha.
Dancing with the Stars on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Muller Corner. Mullerlicious.
Brian Dowling and Laura Nolan live in studio.
Good morning to you both.
How are you?
I love the song When Doves Cry.
Yes.
I loved what they did to your hair last night. Yes. I mean, it was pretty spectacular.
You should have seen me try to wash that out at midnight.
I get the braids out.
Was it that, was that hard?
It was hard. Yeah. And it was all my own hair, can I point out. But also, they sprayed it slightly darker to make the blonde, make it look more rooty. And then when the water was turning black, I was like,
What's happening?
She sprayed my hair. Caroline sprayed my hair.
That's funny.
One thing I think quite enjoyed was as much as the dancing is important, Laura is a world champion, is that we liked the look of almost becoming different characters every week. And that was the best part of it, right?
Yeah, we on a Monday, we used to say, now what we'll have our hair like, makeup.
Costume.
It was a whole thing.
Niamh,
we used to think of it as a production. It wasn't only a dance.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, certainly last night was, you know, you burst down. I was going, this is great. I
mean, it was full on.
It was full on. But because I don't understand dancing, I couldn't necessarily then understand why you only got the scores you got. I thought it deserved
more. I don't understand that. I'm going to pass that to Laura because this is her world.
Were you surprised?
To be honest, yes. I thought it was a very undermarked. I like, as a pro, I didn't go easy on him. I definitely gave him really difficult choreography, and I thought he could have got a little bit higher, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know why it was so underscored, but sure, it is what it is.
It is what it is. But that's what I keep saying to everyone.
I always think that in that situation, as I've said to everyone, I wanted to get to a certain point. But I always think it's other people that feel awkward as opposed to you, because people just want to say the right thing and they don't upset you.
Sure.
But, you know, I've been offered the show before and I was always like, no, no, no. And I think it happened for me at the right time.
Yeah.
And I loved every, but we laughed.
Yeah, you looked like you were enjoying yourself.
We enjoyed it.
Every single day.
Yeah,
we laughed so much. I think you were very vulnerable through it.
Yeah.
Because of different weeks that we had and things like that.
Yeah.
But it was, at the same time, it was amazing.
Yeah, and we spoke on the Late Late recently about your same-sex dance that was a bit of pop cultural history in Ireland.
Yes, it was
so
amazing.
You stayed long enough.
Do you know,
it was always
the goal to do that, and then to be able to do it, and it was welcomed in such a positive way, and it was like a big kind of celebration. And, you know, the ripple effect of that is I'm still getting people talking to me about it. You know, and to be able to have done that on the show and then come back with you and do what we'd done last night, you know, was amazing. Yeah. But like, it is what it is. It's part of what the show is.
Sure.
I've done reality before. I know how it works.
Alien says, I'm disgusted to see Brian
leave
dancing, as he was a breath of fresh air and didn't deserve to leave the show. I mean, yeah, and but there's nothing we can do. The votes are in.
Unfortunately,
it's been counted and verified.
Yes.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about Caroline Flack for a minute?
Yes.
Because I know that Fiona, who we spoke to earlier on, is
lovely
styling
Fiona.
You guys at the moment, as it turns out.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about you this morning and how, when you first got into Big Brother, I mean, I don't think Twitter was...
No, I mean, we just spoke about it. I was on, my first reality show was in 2001.
Yeah.
And there was no Twitter, there was no Instagram, there was no Snapchat, there was no nothing. I then had done other reality shows. I'd done Hell's Kitchen, which was a very intense experience. Again, I think maybe Facebook around that time, there was, I think, Bebo, you know, MySpace, you know.
Yeah.
And then when I'd done Ultimate Big Brother in 2010, I think it was like the time of Twitter.
Yeah.
And when I left that show, it was kind of Instagram. So I kind of have done all those big reality shows at a time where there was none of the nasty side of it, you know, with people saying and kind of doing it. And now I think it's the point where it's escalated so aggressively that it's so shocking as to what happens and what people can say.
Do you read the comments under your...
Do you know what? I don't sometimes. I think if your name's attached in something, it's almost like you're getting a text message.
Mm.
If they at your handle, and I do read that. Like, you know, if I get 100 nice comments and I get 5 bad ones, the 5 bad ones always resonate with me, and I don't know why I'm
going to do a thesis on it someday because I have to try and figure out why is it that people, regardless of them being well known or not, will get, somebody will say, I love your dress, I love it. And why will you take the one person who says you look manky in that,
but why
and
you
take
think
the one home?
I know, I agree with you, but I don't know what it is, because it's just something about it that maybe you overanalyze it. And I used to get comments about my weight all the time, or sometimes my sexuality, or the way that you look, and you take them, and sometimes they're really hurtful, and people need to realize, just stop, just don't do it. Think, why write
it's
a nasty
very
message?
Strange, because I think that if it wasn't behind a phone or a computer, people wouldn't say that to your face.
But again, it's
very, very strange. Yeah. It's very strange that people would say bad things like that, because I know that they probably wouldn't like it said to them. So.
It always reminds
me
of... They
need to really think about what they're saying.
Exactly.
What they're writing.
You're quite right. And it reminds me of the film Frost Nixon, where David Frost is interviewing President Richard Nixon. And they were... It was almost... Because obviously that was in the 70s or maybe into the 80s, but 70s certainly, where they were sitting down and part of the film crew had gathered around to meet him. And one of the guys was saying, I hate Nixon. I can't look at him, the head on him, the way he walks. I don't even want to speak to him. I couldn't even look him in the eye. And as soon as Nixon comes into the room, he shakes his head. Mr.
Hello,
President.
It's
lovely to meet you, Mr. President.
Yes.
I often think that he was trolling him before he came in.
Didn't.
And then you met him.
Yeah.
And he says, actually, look at you. Flesh and blood. Hi.
I know. It's very strange. Bad. I think that's showbiz, though, as well. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what? We might all do a bit of that ourselves.
Yeah.
I always think
sometimes, you know, we may not all like each other and you may not get on with everyone all the time. But since losing Mom, I'm very now aware of how I treat people and how I want my interaction with people to be as positive and as polite as it can be. No one knows what's going on behind closed doors. We just don't.
For sure.
You can meet someone and not know what people are struggling with. And just be kind to each other. Just be tolerant and just be a nice person.
Do you get much flack, if you'll excuse the expression, poor old Caroline Flack, do you get much grief online about your clothes or dancing or anything like that?
Personally, thankfully, I haven't had very much at all. Of course, there are those few comments which I've seen, but I just try to fought it off and look at the positive things. But I do know that other pros in the last few weeks have got quite bad comments and have taken it quite personal.
Yeah.
So thankfully, no, personally, I haven't had that much. But anything that I have seen, I've just tried to ignore it.
To rise above.
It seems to be just the intensity of the unpleasantness is an issue when you think of people from Love Island who I think have taken their lives by suicide.
There's been two. And now, of course, sadly,
Caroline,
it's so strange. You know, I've come from reality. It's how I started. And I, again, you just don't know. And I think sometimes when you go on reality shows, I think people think it's free reign. You've put yourself in a position to be judged.
Yeah.
Look, I was running around a house naked, screaming for 10 weeks back in 2001. Listen, I understand people can have an opinion, but just be very wary of your words and just be very wary of you don't know what that person's going through.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Or how they'll take to
or
the
how
comments.
You react to a situation, how I might react to a situation. You don't know what, it's just very strange. And I think now though, I especially with the sad loss of Caroline, I think something, there has to be a change.
Yeah, I think
someone has to do something.
It's almost societal change. So
I know.
That's always the hardest one because it's kind of ephemeral. How do you encourage people to be a bit kinder? And I think that one of the things that what you were saying there, Laura, is that if you have something that you say, Laura came in today and said, God, your man, over these glasses are disgusting. It gives me a pain in my face. Mm. That's fine. And you can say that to Brian as you walk out of the studio.
Mm.
But when you then sit down and write it and post it for the world to see.
I know.
What happens to the person who was polite a minute ago?
I know.
Who becomes
something different.
Else.
Yeah.
Maybe, don't understand it.
But maybe it's something in them. Maybe that's the problem.
It's very strange because it's as if people wouldn't really say that to another human being face to face.
Exactly.
But not only that, you're wondering, are they thinking if they have children, they wouldn't like that people say that to their children. Or are they saying to their children, well, this is okay. This is the thing.
Mm.
Is it going down through the generations? Is this becoming a normal thing?
The thing about it is, though, trolling is becoming a normal thing.
Yes, it is.
Everyone gets trolled. Probably a lot more people than we think get trolled. Like if I was to go on Twitter and probably put in the Dance with the Stars hashtag, which I've never done and I won't, or put my name in a search engine, I'd probably see horrendous stuff that I'd be really upset about. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put myself through it.
That's the key, I think, to survive this world. If you want to put yourselves out there, which we all do.
We all do.
In this studio, we do. And you have to take the grief that comes at you. That's absolutely part and parcel of it. Some people can take it a little more than others. And that's also part of the makeup of the human condition. We think we're so sophisticated as a text and we've made so much progress in our world. But given the opportunity, it's amazing how we are transported back to gladiatorial times, reality TV and social media being the perfect vehicle for all that sort of thing. So look, and a lot of people writing in to us about that. But back to the Dancing with the Stars, if I may.
If we have to.
I'd like to.
The gloves are off now.
Brian, thank you so much. Our family really enjoyed your time on Dancing with the Stars. You danced brilliantly. So that's to you both, of course. Let's have a little look down, at the likes of Lottie would be doing very well now with the numbers. Ryan is doing very well with the numbers. Yeah. Aiden's doing well with the numbers.
Love Aiden.
There's a few then kind of middle rank, and then Father Ray is still hanging out there.
I know.
Give us your thoughts on these.
Do you know what? The thing about Father Ray is, but I call him Ray. I don't know why I just said Father Ray. I'm calling him Ray all the time. Him and I, you know, wouldn't necessarily have ever met before apart from the show.
Yeah.
Same with Michael Crude. So put you in situations of people you wouldn't necessarily meet. But Ray actually has improved.
He
if
has.
You look at him from week one to week seven last night, he's getting better. And that's what the show's about. But also, the public decide who they want on or off the show. So at the end of the day, you've got to give the public what they want, and they want Ray dancing, and that's what it's about. Yeah. And he's a nice man.
And the thing about it is, yes, it is a dancing competition, but it's also an entertainment competition. And I have to say, he's very entertaining to watch, and everyone is enjoying.
He's funny.
Yes, he's actually quite funny. So I think you have to remember that too. It's an entertainment program, an entertaining.
But also, if you look at the likes of,
you know,
Grainne, for example, you know, like in Aiden and Mary coming in with zero dance. They've never
100%.
Done anything. And to see Grainne and Aiden and, you know, Mary into the level they're at now. And that's what the show for me is about, is giving people who've never done it before, you know, the opportunity to, because you're trying to learn a new skill. That's the thing. But you're almost like, feel like, you know, when you ever get a dream when you're going into an exam and you don't feel, you know, that's what it's like every week.
Is it really?
Yeah, seriously. The music goes on. And I think I danced two or three times, even with the rehearsal. And then I was like, I still didn't get it right. It's so strange.
It's a very daunting experience for someone who has never done it before.
Yeah.
And every week, you have 4 days, 3 or 4 days, to learn a whole new routine. So it's, I have such respect for those who have never done this before and is really putting themselves on the line. And then you have also the added pressure that it's live.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's fully live.
It can go amazing in rehearsals all week, and you go down to the studio on a Saturday and everything goes.
I used to get, do you remember my issue was, I can't swim or drive and I've no sense of direction. But I would, my spatial awareness would go off. So my left in the Liffey Trust studio would be my left, but then in the studio I'd be looking up at the ceiling.
Actually, we had like a little incident, remember, on a Saturday. So funny. It was week three and we were supposed to finish back on the stage. And I kept saying to him, Brian, he lifted me and he was going closer and closer to the camera. And he couldn't understand.
Brian,
and then he dropped me down and he goes,
sorry.
Oh, we're actually, I was wondering why you were talking to
but
me
also,
so much.
But also, the stuff you learn 1 week, that you learn, try and do 8-10 hours, you learn, have it. Then the next day, like, forget all that, and now do the opposite.
Yes.
So it's very strange.
I think you can be actually lucky with what dances you get.
Yeah.
That they can actually have
consistency,
more of a consistency, and it kind of connects.
I wasn't lucky. I didn't have a connection.
So it went from the salsa to the American smooth, which is like, no, there's nothing connects there.
Totally.
So, it's week on week, something new. And I have to say, the improvement from a Monday to a Sunday was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we would get it on a Monday night, literally would be step. And then a Wednesday, Thursday, you get it. And then on a Sunday, it's a whole different show.
Brian, you can put your feet up now for a little while.
I cannot
wait.
Brian.
No,
I want a holiday.
Yeah, it's on the way.
A few drinks.
Yeah. It's all coming at you.
Yeah.
Laura, you have to keep going and dancing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're rehearsing this week.
I think I'm going to, I don't know what I'm going to do every day. Not be going into the studio, having the laugh. But you know, I am still there. I'm going to be doing the pro dances.
Of course,
so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to this week.
It's been great to have you on the show. And of course, you have the concert orchestra there on Friday.
Yeah, sorry, such a pity. Sorry,
I know.
Which that
pity.
We didn't make it. But
I was. But that's just, you're never guaranteed another week. And I always say my philosophy when I went into the studio the weekend, I said to everyone, this could be our last time doing it.
So when the elimination started.
Yeah, go and go. Well, a nice comment says, we need more people like Brian and RTE. Positive, intelligent, humorous and self-deprecating. I have a teenage son and if he turns out as well as Brian, I'll be a very happy dad.
Oh, that's really
lovely.
Nice.
Isn't that lovely? And Alan really says, nice. Loved Brian and Laura and the positive, kind attitude. Sorry to see them both go from the show. So look, there's love out there.
Of course.
For you both. And thanks for coming in to see us today.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you really added
us
to the whole show. And
thank you.
We look forward to seeing you before it all ends. In the meantime, Brian Dowling and Laura Nolan.
Thank you.
Good luck. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.